I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Every year I go to the Telluride Film Festival over Labor Day weekend, and almost every year what I write about the festival follows the same pattern. The summer releases from the studios have been dispiriting. The festival has rekindled my spirits, and here are some of the films that did the rekindling. As a matter of fact, this year's summer films were especially god-awful, with dismal revenues to match, and the festival was especially interesting. Being out in the world took on a new meaning at Telluride this year. All of the natural attractions were in place, the perfumed breeze, the azure sky, the puffy clouds, the Rocky Mountains as a backdrop to a whirl of urban sophisticates done up as alpine rustics. But watching many of this year's films meant being out in the larger world of political strife, seething violence, and history's tumult. In some cases, the mode was entertainment. Argo is a terrific Hollywood thriller directed by and starring Ben Affleck. The action takes place during the Iran hostage crisis that began in the fall of 1979, and it's just the kind of smart, accomplished film the studios should be making but seldom do. No, movie titles don't come much shorter than that, is Pablo Larraín's sensational fact-based political drama from Chile. Gael García Bernal plays an outwardly callow ad executive who's determined to drive the Pinochet dictatorship from office. His stroke of genius is the realization that democracy can be packaged like any other consumer product. Hyde Park on Hudson has Bill Murray as a buoyant FDR on the eve of World War II, and Laura Linney is one of the women who loves him. In the festival's most powerful film, The Gatekeepers, the mode was polemic and the mood was somber. This feature-length documentary turns on extended interviews with all six former directors of the Shin Bet, Israel's feared and traditionally secretive internal security service. None of them seems burdened by a bleeding heart. Some of them have unsavory chapters in their careers, but they are, to a man, manifestly intelligent and exceptionally articulate. They're also formidably persuasive, as well they might be, having presided over half a century of efforts to protect their nation from its all-too-determined enemies. The retired directors discuss some of the Shin Bet's failings and some of its successes, one case in point being a reduction in terrorist activity that resulted, according to one of the directors, from cooperation with Palestinian authorities who were acting in their own self-interest. These men of vast experience insist on the necessity of negotiating with one's enemies and speak with unanimous scorn for Israel's political leadership. Looking to the future, they see nothing but danger and decline unless Israeli leaders replace tactics with strategy, expedience with vision. It's a polemic, to be sure, but delivered by polemicists whose religion has been unblinking realism. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.